Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu ma yaqulu idha rakiba dabbatan lis-safari. The chapter on the supplication one should make when mounting his conveyance. What dua a person should read when he is traveling, after he gets into his transport, his conveyance, what dua a person should read. And we explained before that from amongst the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, the words that he chose, the timing of those words, and the place of that du'a that was made was unique. It can only be a du'a, a supplication of somebody that has been divinely inspired. So this was the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, specifically with regards to travel, going out on a journey. What du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make on this particular occasion of journey. قال الله تعالى وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْفُلْكِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ لِتَسْتَوُوا عَلَى ظُهُورِهِ ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ إِذَا اسْتَوَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ وَتَقُولُوا سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ وَإِنَّا إِلَى رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. We'll go through this dua slowly, so for today we'll just do this part. Allah Ta'ala says in the ayat of the Quran that Allah Ta'ala has made ships and animals which you ride, so that you may be seated on their backs, and then remember the bounty of Allah Ta'ala when you mount. So the first thing we remember, or the first thing that we are informed here, is that Allah Ta'ala has made this for us. In other words, this is not of our own doing. If it wasn't from the side of Allah Ta'ala, it wasn't the grace, the mercy, and the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, we wouldn't even have a mode of transport. These ships that we've got, these animals that we've got, and in our times the aeroplanes we've got, these cars that we've got, these motorbikes that we've got, all this transport that we've got, this is a favor, a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. So the first thing we learn, that if it's a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala, we must look after it. It doesn't matter how old that car is, it doesn't matter how old the person's bicycle is also, or that person's motorbike is, but this that I've got is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala wished, I wouldn't even have this also. So here, the first thing we learn is that this is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing that we learn is that ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ إِذَا اسْتَوَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ, that a person remembers the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he mounts, and then he makes a supplication whilst remembering the ni'mat, that, oh Allah, you have given me. You have given me this ni'mat, and together with remembering the grace of Allah Ta'ala, a person remembers his incapacity. My incapacity, oh Allah, I am unable to do anything. So therefore I say, Subhanalladhi, that pure is Allah Ta'ala, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha, wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin. Pure is that Allah Ta'ala who has placed this at our service. Allah has placed a car at our service. Person is riding a horse, Allah has placed that horse at his service. Person is riding a camel, that camel is at his service. Person is flying the plane, that plane also is at the service through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So pure is Allah ta'ala who has placed this at our service, whereas we would never have been able to control it. We would never ever been able to control this vehicle. We wouldn't have been able to control that plane. We wouldn't even be able to control that animal or that motorbike if it wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making it possible. So therefore, a person says this, that Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin, that we would not be able to control it. And the last part of this dua, wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. This is from the ayat of the Quran. Allah ta'ala says in the end here, and our return will surely be to our sustainer. So whilst a person is going on this journey from wherever he's going to whichever point he's going, he's reading the dua. But the last part of the dua is giving him a very important message. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ, that remember, don't forget, that whilst you're going on this journey, you're also going on a very big journey. And that journey is your journey to Allah Ta'ala. Don't forget that journey. So whilst you may be going on the small journey, that journey, وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ, that surely you will be going to, we will be going to our sustainer, means that from dunya we will be going to akhirat. So we shouldn't be doing anything on the small journey that will make us forget that big journey of ours that we have to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the small journey, whether it's from here to China, whether it's from here to Dubai, we have to, anywhere we may be going for Umrah, wherever it is, Don't forget that we are going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the small journey, don't do anything wrong that will get you in trouble in that big journey of ours, and that is the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One point in this ayat of the Quran that came is that we would not be وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ. We would not be able to control it. There was one pilot, we were in Jamaat once in Pakistan, so there was a pilot there that was used to fly these big planes, big passenger planes. So he gave his personal encounter. He says that once I was coming to board the plane, to fly the plane, and I looked at the size. It was a double-decker, four-engine airplane, passenger plane. He says, when I looked at it, that pride came in my heart. That look at what a person I am. I'm flying such a big plane, and there are so many people that I'll be flying. So the thought just came, said, the thought just came to my mind on that flight. He says, on that particular flight, there was such heavy turbulence that I felt as though I lost complete control of that plane. And then that thought came to my mind that you are not controlling this, Allah is controlling. If you were controlling what is happening to you in this turbulence, see, that plane fell down as though it was like going into free fall. And then I made Tawbah immediately and I said, oh Allah, you are controlling. That pride that came in my heart, I am not controlling. So even an aeroplane also, if Allah Ta'ala put extreme weather conditions, who can control it? If there's a big oil patch on the highway, who can control the vehicle? It's Allah Ta'ala that's making it possible that we can control. Otherwise, within seconds, we can also lose control. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of reading these du'as, learning these du'as, and practicing upon it. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.